From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The Lindbergh baby kidnapping has remained one of the most infamous tragedies in American history. At the time, newspapers and the public they served were enthralled and horrified by the crime. There's another case, though barely remembered, that made national headlines. It happened in the town of Princeton, Florida, just a few miles from Miami. On May 28, 1938, 5-year-old James Skeegee Cash was kidnapped from his home. The story has been told in a new book titled The Kidnapping and Murder of Little Skeegee Cash, J. Edgar Hoover and the Florida Lindbergh Case. We're joined now by Zach Waters, who co-wrote the book with his brother Robert. Thanks for joining us, Zach.
Thank you, Louis. Appreciate you interviewing me.
You know, this was a big story in its day, but not a big one historically. How did you find it?
Robert writes true crime books and has written several of them. And when he finished his last book, he was searching for another story, and he ran across, of all things, a 1958 True Detective that had a magazine, that's an old magazine, that had an article on it. And the more he read about it, the more he researched it, he discovered that the story was really almost Shakespearean in that one awful act leads to destruction not only of the person who committed the act, but many other people as well.
J. Edgar Hoover eventually got involved in the case. I mean, so much so, he actually came down to South Florida to help look for the boy and look for the kidnapper. Obviously, his need to be in the headlines and appear as the hero was well documented. He's posed in crime scenes after the fact just to get on the front pages. But in this case, there was another motive that had to do with Congress and money. Can you explain that?
Now, remember, 1938, we think of the Depression being over, but it was still going on very strong, and Congress had essentially cut his budget. Hoover was looking for some really great publicity, something very positive. So you've got a small town kidnapping, you've got a beautiful child, and he says to himself, I assume, you know, I've got a limited number of suspects, and with my FBI agents scurrying around Princeton, we should be able to solve this in a day or two. Well, obviously it did not turn out that way, but I think that was his thinking.
Skeegee Cash was murdered. They eventually found his body. When the case finally closed and the kidnapper was in custody, the FBI got all the credit. Hoover was, again, a hero, and he got his money from Congress. But people in Miami saw it very differently. Why?
Because they knew exactly who had solved the case, and that was Sheriff D.C. Coleman. The FBI had interviewed Franklin Pierce McCall several times, and they considered him to be truly and completely trustworthy.
McCall became the first person to be executed in Florida under the Lindbergh Law. Now, there was a federal kidnapping act named after the Charles Lindbergh case, but states had their own kidnapping laws. Can you explain the difference?
Basically, the federal law said that anyone who kidnapped a child for ransom would be given life in prison. Many of the states, and Florida being one of them, made their own version of the law. And the law, as they wrote it, was that if you did a kidnapping for ransom, even if the child was recovered, you would be executed.
I've been talking with Zach Waters. He and his brother Robert wrote the book, The Kidnapping and Murder of Little Skeegee Cash, J. Edgar Hoover, and the Florida Lindbergh Case. Zach, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much.
Oh, I thank you so much, Luis. And it's always a pleasure to find somebody who is interested in history the way I am. Thank you so much.
This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.